Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, we thank you so very much. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. We've had a great increase in our audience in the past month, I guess because it's spring and more people are out and about and doing wonderful things. So we thank you for that as well. So just keep coming back and tell a friend about our show on Thursday nights. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that is geared towards women and helping them to live their better lives. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, is out of town tonight, so she will not be joining me, but I do have a special guest tonight. Her name is Ms. Jennifer Hyman, and she's an entrepreneur, CEO, and a mom, and some other great things. So we're going to bring her on in just a few minutes. But just to give you a little bit of background about Issues Concerning Women, Issues Concerning Women focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. And to tell you a little bit about the micro nonprofit, which is owned by Veronica McMillan, it helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and to foster involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. So, without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to my special guest, Ms. Jennifer Hyman. Good evening, Jennifer. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. And I just want to thank you on behalf of Veronica and myself for coming on our show tonight. And I know that you're going to have some insight that you want to share with our audience. And so I'm going to read a little bit of your bio, and then we're going to jump right into the interview. Jennifer Hyman, wife, mother, sister, friend, entrepreneur, and a child of the Most High God. She is the CEO and co-founder of Hyman and Humphrey Catering, and it's actually H&H Catering. It's the perfect gift. She was the owner and founder of that organization, CEO of Align 8 LLC, co-owner and founder, IAW Norfolk Chapter, she was the president, 25 years of retail experience, 8 years independent contractor. She lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Jennifer is a highly motivated, confident, and energetic in her approach as a business owner to give the same vigor given to an employer with an even stronger attention to customer service. At Align 8 LLC, which is temporarily on hold and on delay but not denied, is a dream of hers to become a top-notch event venue in the Hampton Roads area. At this facility, our competitors will always be our last project, competing only with themselves to always deliver better than their last event. And that is done by ensuring that each client is treated with respect and all contracted promises are delivered. She was formerly a gifting specialist, and Ms. Hyman had 25 years in retail business. And she worked for a major corporation here in Hampton Roads. She gets up every morning at 6:30 for prayer and Bible study. Every day is a good day to praise the Lord. And her favorite scripture is Malachi 3:10, because if I can't care for myself, I cannot care for you. So, Jennifer, we want to thank you again for blessing us with coming on the show tonight. So, before we go any further, I just need to do one other little thing and let people know if they want to call into the show tonight. The number is 1-661-554-9123. And if you don't catch us live, you can go back in the archives. So, Jennifer, tell the listening audience a little bit more about yourself and the organizations that you are involved in.
Oh, certainly, I'll be happy to do that. And thank you for having me on the show. It's definitely an honor and a pleasure. One of the organizations was formerly the National Association for Professional Women, which is now International Association of Women. I am the president of the Norfolk chapter, and I am a member of the Urban League Guild, as well as the Urban League of Hampton Roads, and several other organizations around the area that I participate with and promote. As Francine said, I am a wife and mom, very proudly, married for 33 years. We celebrate 34 years this November. And I have two great kids. One is 29 and the other just turned 25. And neither of them will admit that they're grown-ups yet, because, you know, in our family, when you admit that, that means you're out on your own. So they will not admit that they're grown yet, that they're still kids. But that's just a little bit of the personal side of me.
Okay, wonderful. And I read off a couple of the businesses that you have co-owned or founded. Mm-hmm. So can you tell our audience what characteristics do you need to be a entrepreneur? Because there is a difference between an entrepreneur and a small business owner.
Yes, it is. To be an entrepreneur, you really have to have the never give up attitude. Because as an entrepreneur, most of the times you're in business by yourself, but not necessarily for yourself, or for yourself, but not necessarily by yourself. But you have to have that never give up attitude. You have to know that, or be willing to, as I always say, be willing to work harder for yourself than you work for an employer. Because as an employee, you're working for someone else's dreams, someone else's goals. So if rain doesn't stop you from showing up at work, rain should never stop you from doing anything for yourself either. Because you should never give someone else more than what you're going to give to your own self. Because what you're doing for yourself, that's yours. What you're doing for someone else can be taken away in a moment because it's a job. So always have that never give up attitude.
Great, and that's a great mantra to live by. And I know that's one of mine, you know, never quit, never give up, keep fighting, you know. So, and you also mentioned that you're a mom and you have kids and you're a sister friend. And so can you tell us, how do you manage all of that and still not, you know, you wear all these hats? Because a lot of times when people are listening to broadcast like this, they want to know, how can I have it all? You know, how do I do what I do and still not just go just off the rail and just go crazy? So can you share with us, how do you thrive in an ever-changing economy?
Yes. The first thing is to not be afraid to ask for help. You know, just because you're an entrepreneur in a business that you may be the only employee that you have, you cannot be afraid to ask for help. As a wife, as a mom, as a sister, as a friend, you have to be willing to ask for help. And if you don't want to do that, think of it this way. When someone comes to you for help, aren't you always willing to help them? Well, put yourself on the other side of that. That when you need help, that same person hopefully will be there to help you. And we all have those people that we can call up, you know, that we may not have spoken to them in forever, but we know we can call them up and ask them, hey, can you do so-and-so, or can you come over, or can you just talk to me for a moment? You have to be willing to ask for help. It doesn't mean that you have to get physical help, but sometimes it's just emotional support. Sometimes you just need a sounding board. Sometimes you just need to vent. But you have to be willing to do that, because if you try to do it all by yourself, in yourself, be your own counsel, I probably don't even need to finish that statement. But anyone who is their own counsel has a fool for a client. And, you know, Francine and I go way back. So, you know, there are times when I just call her up and say, hey, can you just pray with me for a minute? You know, can you just talk to me for a minute? And I don't always have anything to say. Sometimes I just want to hear someone else talk, you know. But you have to just be willing to reach out for help. And you have to also realize that you have the same 24 hours in a day that everybody else does. And at some place in that 24 hours, you have to carve out some time for yourself. Because as my favorite scripture, Malachi 3:10, if I'm not taking care of me, I can't take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you can't just try to do everything. You can't do everything in one day. You have to take it, look at what you have to do, break it down and decide, okay, I can do this much today, this much tomorrow, that much the next day, and I can't do this particular part by myself. And that was a lesson I had to learn because I am one of those people, I'm going to do it by myself. And I had to learn that I can't. And it's funny that, you know, our Father, he has a way of making us see that, even
mm-hmm.
when we don't want to, that you can't
Absolutely.
Do it alone. You have to ask for help. Asking for help does not mean that you're weak. It means
mm-hmm.
that you're smart enough to know that you can't do it by yourself. So that's what it takes to survive. That's what it takes to wear all of those hats. Yes, you have to do a lot of it. You're gonna be tired, but you have to realize,
mm-hmm.
ask for help. Recognize when you need to ask for help.
Good. That's good advice. I know a lot of times being, you know, who we are and knowing that, you know, and we walk in, you know, our greatness, as we say,
yeah.
that we think
yeah.
that nobody can do it better than me. And
right.
of course, that
right.
may be true in some areas, but we always talk about, you know, well, nobody will help me, but you didn't ask anybody. And that's the other thing that I think we need.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to ask somebody for help, you know. And if it's no more than just picking up the phone, like you say, just having a conversation or chit-chatting with a sister friend or
mm-hmm.
having a sounding board. And so these things are
right.
so important. And as
yes,
I,
yes.
you know, mature in my business and in my faith, I also know that, you know, life is ever changing. So it may be times
okay.
when I'm feeling, you know, great and I can do it by myself, but there are times when I'm like, hey, Jennifer, I need help.
Yes,
and there's nothing
that's
wrong with
a
that.
Good thing. No, not
yeah.
at all. That's a good thing. That it
Absolutely.
Proves that you're human. You're not superhuman.
Yes.
You're human.
Yes. See, I don't have no Superwoman cape and no, what is it, Black Panther. I don't have none of them. The outfits
right.
are keto, girl. I was looking at the outfits there. I'd be like, wait a minute now. I might have to put some up here.
That's right.
But I
That's
know
right.
that I'm not superhuman. And, you know, and whether we have on an outfit or even if we have on a mask, those things have to come off so that we can
yes,
be authentic
do.
And be who we are and be in that greatness that God has ordained for
yeah.
us for our businesses. So
yeah. absolutely.
That, you know,
absolutely.
That's absolutely true. Too. I want to talk a little bit about Align 8 because we talked about it
okay.
being temporarily delayed, but and it's
Correct.
A dream of yours, but it's not denied. And
right.
so what motivates you to keep going even though Align 8 is on in a holding pattern, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What keeps you
because
going?
Because it's something, it's what I enjoy. It, there's always that saying that says, if what you do, you'll do it for free, you'll never have to worry about a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I love cooking. I love planning. I love organizing. I love decorating. I love all of those things. Can I do them all for every event? No. But I love doing that, and Align 8 came about because I wanted to have something that all of those things were right there together. You know, we're in an area where there are so many events happening, and you see event planners running all over the place from one city to the other, booking events, you know, having to do 10, 12, 15 contracts for one single event because everybody has a contract for whatever it is they're doing. And it's just a goal of mine to be able to offer all of that in one place so that you're not constantly competing for that next contract, but you're working together for the good of everyone that's affiliated with you. And one of the things that you must realize as a woman of God or a child of God, not just a woman but men too, as a child of God, whenever you put out there that you want to do something, you know what's coming. You know the enemy is coming. There's no way to hide from it. Once you put it out there, you're going to meet with opposition. And you have to decide whether you're strong enough to fight through that opposition, whether you need to stop and regroup, whether you need to make some adjustments. You have to be able to recognize what road you need to take next. And sometimes it gets a little cloudy, but when what is inside of you to do, if that dream never goes away, you know that's not just something you thought up. It came from somewhere. And that dream has not gone away. Every day I wake up, I'm looking at, you know, what do I need to do with this? What can I do so that the next time everything falls into place as it should? Who do I need to call? Who do I need to have on this list? And so a line 8 will come again. It will continue.
Absolutely. And they say when you agree, two or more agree. So we're agreeing that a line 8
yes.
will come together.
Yes, it will.
In his day, you know. So
yes, it will.
And which is really awesome. And I've seen your vision. We've talked about it. So I really know how passionate you are about it. So I encourage you to keep that dream alive, because normally what happens for entrepreneurs, their dream is usually solving a problem. And so when we can't find certain things, that's how we come up with these wonderful ideas of how to
do
it better.
When we are looking
for something and it's just not there.
Yes.
And so that's that entrepreneur spirit. And so I hope anybody is listening tonight. So if you keep coming up with ways to fix things, but you're not telling anybody, then your dream is just going to die. So you have to share that dream, and not, you can't share with everybody, of course. And just like Jennifer said, the enemy will attack you. He will get all in your business and your family
all
and everywhere.
All up in there.
But if you have those relationships, and we do have to have relationships, and I think that was the other key point that Jennifer brought out earlier. We have to have those relationships. And a good character is a person that has good relationships anyway. And to own a business. So if you look at people who own businesses, they normally have good relationships with other people. And so that's a great characteristic for a person who wants to own a business.
That's right.
If you're the kind of person who doesn't get along with anybody, it's probably not the other people. It's probably you. So if you can't get along with just regular people, how in the world are you going to get along with your vendors and your clients and your customers?
Because
customer service is like our number one priority, no matter what business we're in. We're there to please our customers. And sometimes I think as entrepreneurs and small business owners, we tend to forget that. We tend to lose the passion and start chasing the money or chasing other things because we want to be like the Joneses. And we lose the passion for why we started this business. And if we go back to the reason why we started it was to take care of a problem or to fix a problem or to solve an issue, but now we're not doing that and we've taken a different route, I see a lot of entrepreneurs lose their way. And so we have to stay focused and keep the passion going. And I ask people all the time, what is your why? And when I ask them that, they sometimes look at me and I'll say to them, well, what hurts you about not being able to do what you want to do? Because Jennifer stated that if it's inside of you, it does not go away. If it's burning a hole in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit, it will not go away. It may fade, but it won't go away. It keeps coming back. It keeps revamping itself. And that's what an entrepreneur is. You keep reinventing yourself. And people tease me all the time. It's like, well, you always, yes, I am. Because when I get to heaven, honey, I want to be dry bones. I want them to, to blow, and I just blow away, I don't want to,
go. Empty.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think the other thing, too, another thing is that when an entrepreneur starts, they're only looking at the money. The money is not going to sustain you. If there's nothing else that drives you, money is not going to keep you happy. It's not going to keep you motivated, because once you get the money, what else is there?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to keep working for the money. You have to be
yes.
doing it to better not just yourself, but you have to be doing it to better everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you to be a successful entrepreneur, you can't be selfish.
That's right.
You can't be selfish. You have to want to help somebody else. You get up there, you have to be always reaching back to pull someone else up with you. If
Absolutely.
It's just about you, you're not going to last.
That's so true. And the other thing I want to throw in there for the entrepreneurs that are listening on the line tonight, and, you know, I know we I should have told y'all to get y'all pencil and paper, because y'all not going to remember everything we said, but you can go back and listen in the archives. But I tell people who are starting their businesses, or even if you're in business, you need a business plan. And I know some people say, I don't
yes.
need that. You know, I
yes,
you know,
do.
I just shoot from the hip
yes,
and
do.
I'm just going to get it
no.
done. But if you look at all the successful entrepreneurs that are, you know, gone on, you know, heaven, and those who are now relooking at their businesses, they had a plan. And whether they wrote it out
yes.
or whether they told you, because they may not even tell you, because, see, they don't want you
right.
to, you know everything that they know. But you have to have
mm-hmm.
a plan. And once you have that plan, you can change it and alter the plan. But
yes.
the main goal of the plan will not change. You know,
that's
when people
right.
say I had plan A, you know, and then I added B, C, D, and E. No, you need to do amendments. If plan A is your plan, then you need to
that's
amend plan A. You don't need
exactly.
A, you know, B through Z, you know, because those
no.
are all totally different.
Those are distractions.
If you really look at
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Those
really look at it. So, absolutely. And so I just want to thank our listening audience. So if you just tune in, you are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with my special guest tonight, Ms. Jennifer Hyman, entrepreneur, CEO, mom, sister, friend, child of God. I'm just so happy to have my sister girl on with me tonight. And like Jennifer said, we go way back. And for those who know us, you know our story. And for those who don't, you'll get to know us as you continue to follow us on Facebook and other social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jennifer, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and they heard you talking about, you know, being a business owner and about your events that may be coming up in the future and all of that, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way to reach me is by email. They can reach me at jennifer.align8@gmail.com, and you can also call me at 757-270-3933. But email is your best bet, because
okay.
I'm one of those true customer service people that I will not answer the phone for you when I'm talking to someone else. I always
uh-huh.
believe that the person in front of me is the most important person I'm dealing with that day. So email is the best way, because I'll get right back to you as soon as I receive your message.
Great. And if you missed all of that, again, you can go back and listen to this show anytime. It is in, it will be in our archives. So, Jennifer, can you tell
yes.
us, one woman, and some of us have more than one woman
mm-hmm.
Who has supported you throughout the years? Because most of us have somebody that we can go and talk to, and like a
mm-hmm.
mentor or someone
mm-hmm.
that you look up to. Can you share with our audience who that person is, if you don't mind?
Not at all. There are several, but I think one of the most important women in my life, and she's not with me anymore, is my grandmother. And the reason
mm-hmm.
for that is because she was a praying grandmother. When
mm-hmm.
she raised me from when I was just a few weeks old. And because I was born, as they used to say back in the day, sickly,
mm-hmm.
the doctors didn't think I would make it to even see 5 years. Well, I'm 54
mm.
years old today. I'll be 55 in a few months. And
all
of
right,
that is because she was a praying grandmother. When they told her that I wouldn't, she said, "The devil is a liar." I could hear her saying that
mm-hmm.
now. And,
that's
you know,
right.
for her, you know, God always had the last say, and that's how I live. You know, God has the last say. So even though she's not with me now, I can still hear her talking to me. You know, I can still, and one of the great things, and this is why my kids refuse to say they're grown-ups, is that you really can't be a friend to your child until they move out and start living
mm-hmm.
their own life. it's hard to really share with them until they're out on their own. And when I became a grown-up, when I moved out, got married, and moved here, my husband was in the military. And whenever he would go out to sea, I would literally turn my house off and go back home. If he was going to be gone for 6 months, I was going to be gone for 5 and a half. I would get back just a week, you know, just in time to turn everything back on before he got back, because I wanted to spend as much time as I could with my grandmother, you know, because as a grown-up, having that relationship was completely different than the one I had with her when she was raising me. And so even now, and you know, people that talk to me, I'm often quoting my grandmother because she imparted the most to me, because she had such a strong faith that everything we did had to be rooted in that. We had to know where it came from. We had to know why. We had to know who we were. And so that is who influenced me the most. But for my living friends, of course, I have you. I talk to you often. I have my friend C. Maria that I met on Facebook, and she drove down from Maryland to meet me.
Oh, wonderful.
Only from Facebook, yes. And so there are a few that I talk to often, but there are only a few, and I think every woman should have at least two or three good friends that she can talk with about anything, and that's what I have. I have those.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. And so I'm really excited that you were able to join me tonight. And, you know, 30 minutes goes so quickly when we,
sure
when we do the show. And sometimes I was like, well, I want to do an hour show, but we don't want to, you know, just drag it out too long. And I think, you know, and sometimes we can do an hour because, you know, we can talk, girl. You know, we'll be up here just chit-chatting and going, oh, they just go off somewhere. But we know that our audience don't really want to hear us go off tonight. And so I just want you to, if you don't mind, share something with, maybe there are some women listening and young ladies who are listening tonight. What piece of advice would you give them if they want to start their own business?
I would say if you're thinking about it, if you're not in the process of actually doing it yet, if you're thinking about it, I would say start saving your money. Literally start saving your money. One of the things we weren't taught in school is how to manage money. We were taught how to balance a checkbook, but we weren't taught how to manage money. So I would say start saving your money. Start paying off all of your debts. You should never be more than 30% in debt on any credit card or credit account that you have. Start clearing that up. Because the one thing that you're going to need is credit. You're going to need that. So that would be my piece of advice. If I had to go back to my 25-year-old self and tell her anything, it would be to spend your money wisely. And one of the lessons my grandma always told us is, if you can't pay for it, don't bring it home. And I've lived by that. And that's what I would tell anyone that's thinking of starting a business now, is just make sure that you have at least some of your own backing, because that went a long ways in starting up a Line 8, was to have our own backing. So I would tell them that. It's just to save your money, spend wisely, and make sure your credit is clean.
Well, wonderful, and that's a great piece of advice. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't remember anything else we said tonight, remember to save your money, clear up your credit, because credit is key in being able to get what you need when you need supplies or funding and all that other, if you want to get a location and all that other good stuff. So, Jennifer, I want to thank you for being on our show tonight. And Veronica sends her best to you. And we look forward to chatting with you again, and keep us updated on Align 8, because we definitely want to hear more about that, and we'll bring you back on the show once you get that launched, so that we can share the information with our listening audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say good night. Thank you so much, Jennifer. You've been a great guest, and I know my audience got a lot of great nuggets from you tonight, so we really appreciate you being on the show tonight. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and your co-host, who is out tonight, Veronica McMillan, with our special guest, Jennifer Hyman. So tune in on next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, and the one thing I want to share with you, just know that you are loved. God bless you all. Good night.